Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The following is a presentation of the Matt Talk Podcast Network.
Wrestling fans, it's time for the World Wrestling Resource Podcast. The World Wrestling Resource was made that you as a wrestler, parent, coach, or fan can have access to all the resources of the very best in the world of wrestling. I'm three-time wrestling writer and broadcaster of the year, Jason Bryant, and I want you to join me, along with John McGovern and world champions Terry Brands and Dennis Hall, as we talk training tips, topical discussion, mental preparation, and more on the World Wrestling Resource Podcast. World Wrestling Resource is sponsored by Defense Soap. Find World Wrestling Resource on Facebook at facebook.com/World Wrestling Resource and follow us on Twitter at WWRESO and, of course, on the web at WorldWrestlingResource.com. Now on to the show as we join John McGovern, Terry Brands, and Dennis Hall. And welcome, wrestling fans, to episode 17 of the World Wrestling Resource Podcast. Jason Bryant here with you as we are coming back from a little bit of a summer break. Our last episode was back in May where we were talking mindset training. Today we're going to be talking about some more resources. Our guests on the panel today making a first-time appearance from Defense Soap is Guy Seiko. And joining us again for the second time will be Ivan Ivanov from Suplays.com and Larry Marchanda from Leader Headgear. Been a busy, busy summer. In the world of wrestling, preparation, training, and business, things never stop. And we're going to start with Guy. And first of all, as somebody who facilitates this podcast for the World Wrestling Resource, Guy, I want to thank you for Defense Soap's sponsorship of this this program. And I'm curious, what are your thoughts on the program in the first 16 episodes that we've done so far?
Oh, it's awesome. That's why we're part of it. We believe in anything that's going to help promote wrestling. You guys do a great job at it.
Now, talk a little bit about your product. This people might realize the name because your son was a pretty standout wrestler at St. Edward and at the University of Virginia. And I remember when I first saw this thing come along, I mean, it was obviously the skin infections in the world of wrestling and combat sports are something that they shelf an athlete and sometimes longer than maybe just, you know, than a broken bone can sometimes. So let's talk about the genesis of the company, where the idea came from, and how you got Defense Soap up and running.
Well, you mentioned Gus. Gus was part of the reason why I started. I coach youth wrestling in Ohio. I coach for the St. Edward's youth program, the Shore Wrestling Club. I've been there for, you know, 20 years. About 13 years ago now, my entire team had ringworm, 100 kids, including me. We all had a ringworm. I couldn't get rid of it for nothing. I didn't really understand it. You know, like most wrestlers, I was not going out buying the strongest antibacterial soap I could find to try to get rid of ringworm, and actually that's the worst thing you could do. So what I did is I started to sit down and educate myself on what ringworm really was, how we could get rid of it. Back when I wrestled in college, we used head and shoulders, so I knew there was ways to prevent it, but you know, using a dander shampoo is not always the most easiest way for like small kids, or and it doesn't give you the best protection. So I knew there'd be a better way to do it. So I created a bar of soap. And I actually created that bar of soap just for my wrestling team. And next thing you know, everybody kind of wanted some of it. And the company was born.
Yeah, and here's one thing. I was thinking about this actually while this doesn't – I'm trying not to sound a little weird by this, but I was – you know, obviously we were thinking about the call today, and I'm like, you know what? And I'm you know, got my shower gel, for example. I was like, well – interesting. We're talking about the soap. I'm like, where can I find this stuff? And I'm like, wait a minute. Everybody you hear about, you talked about the antibacterial soap. It basically everything you hear now is like it strips the moisture of your body. What are some things that are misconceptions about soaps that you've been able to kind of rectify or at least try to infiltrate and say, hey, no, you don't use that stuff to prevent skin funk. Here's the proper situation, whether it be your bar of soap or other things like it. What are some things that you had to basically shoot down and retrain the wrestling community to do when it came to skin protection and soaps?
Well, the first thing is education. You have to understand what you're fighting. You know, there's a difference between a fungus, there's a difference between a bacteria, and there's a difference between a virus. There's this layer of bacteria on your skin. It's called your normal skin flora. People like to call it your good bacteria or your bad bacteria. You got to realize bacteria is bacteria, and it's going to do what bacteria does. And that infects things. It kills things. That's what bacteria does. Now, if it's used in the right way, it's your good bacteria. If it causes an infection, it's perceived as a bad bacteria. But we need that bacteria, that flora. We go back to science class, and their teacher talks about symbiotic relationships. You never really want to pay attention to that stuff. All of a sudden, that comes to light, and we need that. That flora is on your skin to protect you from invading microbes. If fungus lands on your skin or another form of bacteria or virus lands on your skin, your flora, that bacteria layer, will attack it, and it'll fight it for a space to live. Well, I learned that when you use super strong antibacterial soaps, you're stripping that bacteria off your skin. During wrestling season, I'll take 2 or 3 showers a day, and then I'll go step on a wrestling mat that's basically a petri dish, and with no protection, you know, then you get infected. I learned that, and that's why I try to teach other people.
Yeah, because obviously there's a twofold approach to combating skin funk, and that's, of course, cleaning the mats, and that's one thing that, you know, that's the mat companies and other disinfectants and places of that type work on. And then you've got, like, it from the actual personnel approach. And it's more than just a bar of soap. I'm looking at the label of products. Now, at tournaments, I see these wipes all over the place now where kids step off the mat and it's a quick wipe. Or I know there was one story about the Tennessee High School State Tournament this year that was held in basically a cattle barn, and some of the schools that actually had a bit of resources there, they had no showers in the facility, and there was, like, you know, dust coming up, and the kids were getting caked in this crap, and there were stories are being told to me. It's like, yeah, they had those defense soap wipes. Just these kids were just, yeah, because they didn't have showers to you know, kind of supplement with say the soaps or, you know, basic hygiene when it comes to it. So you know, the wipes seem to be the next line of portable, because, you know, not every place has shower facilities, or you don't have a time to shower between matches. So, you know, when we move into the evolution of the product, you had the bar of soap. Then what came next? Was it shampoo? Was it wipes? You know, how did the product line develop?
Actually came next with the shower gel. People have had a demand for shower gel. Not everybody likes bar soap. We actually don't have a shampoo. And the reason why we don't have a shampoo is, as I mentioned earlier, that there's Head and Shoulders. You know, why would I invest and create a antifungal shampoo when there's tons of them on the market? I could compete with their price anyways, and you could get it right at the right at the store. So there's no sense in me making it. But there are no antifungal soaps, so that's why we made our soap. Then, or there were none at the time. Now there's more. And then the shower gel came next, but you mentioned the wipes, and the wipes are really key. What's important about the wipes is, like, I coach little kids. I coach 4 years old to 15 years old. Not one of those kids ever takes a shower after wrestling practice in the locker room. You don't want 100 little kids running around naked anyways, but they just don't shower. They go home. So what we do is we stand at the door, and we make sure that they wipe down before they walk out that door. Because you basically have 4 hours before that flora breaks down. Once that flora breaks down, you're susceptible to infection if it's going to break down. If you have a 2-hour wrestling practice, those kids get home half hour later, they're eating dinner, they're doing homework, they're playing video games, then they might jump into the shower. That 4-hour window closes really fast. So we created those wipes to hit all the hot spots, their face, the back of their neck from the collar tie, and the exposed skin, just to hold them over so they get to the shower. Then obviously tournament days, it's a good thing, and people come up with all different types of uses for our wipes, and they send them back to me all the time. But primarily we made it for when you can't get to the shower, use the wipe.
Now I'm going to jump over to Yvonne here. And obviously, Yvonne, around the world, there's various hygiene techniques. And what are some things that you found? I mean, have you used Guy's product? And if you have, what are some things that you've noticed about just general hygiene with products like Defense Soap?
Well, I haven't used Guy's product, and I am very, very curious to find out more about his product, because we have a few times during the year. Mostly it's coming when we start having these tournaments weekly here in Boise area. We have kids with getting ringworms on a regular basis, and it's very hard, very difficult to stop this once they spread. And just we have a couple of gyms here and both gyms. It's just always kids with the ringworms. So I really, really like to find out more about this. Talking about my international experience, when I was in Bulgaria, it seems like we didn't have this. I don't know what happened, but we had very few. I don't even remember myself having any of those ringworms on my body. But once I came here, I had a really great challenging time here with coaching guys at the Olympic Training Center in Michigan. And we had consistently ringworms, and the best thing we found out, the trainers had to cover them, and sometimes we just had to work out, and I couldn't stop them from training. It was a mess there sometimes.
I can tell you why you had that problem, and the reason why we had that problem here in the States. And if you remember when we were little, we didn't have ringworm. The reason why we have ringworm so much now is because we are using the wrong soap. We use a super strong antibacterial soap. We kill the bacteria under skin. There's nothing to kill the fungus. And that's why we had that problem here and now when we didn't have it years ago. We're actually too clean, if that makes sense.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I definitely need to get some more education so I can recommend something to the parents. Yeah, some kids are actually, they have the ringworm under their hair and the head, some spots of their head, and it's hard to see. And we tell them, hey guys, check your body, check everything. And when they come to practice, they either forgot or they were not very serious. And until we find out, the entire team start having it. Spreads very, very quickly.
Well, a lot of times they're going to hide it from you because they don't want to miss a practice. You know, for them to miss practice is the end of the world. So they're going to hide that ringworm, not realizing how they're spreading it. But they should always have in their shower, Head and Shoulders. I own Defense Soap. I understand it, and I have Head and Shoulders in my shower. I mean, if they use Head and Shoulders every day, they won't get it in their hair.
So you're saying Head and Shoulders is, and what is the name of your, we have to get the website later, actually.
It's defensesoap.com, Yvonne. You can get it all at defensesoap.com.
Defensesoap.com. Oh, okay. Definitely we'll check that. It's important.
Now, I want to shift gears here a little bit to Larry, because, Larry, you've also had experience in coaching and all this. What are some strategies that you used to employ that now has been made easier because Guy has put a product like this on the market?
Oh, I was very, very fortunate, actually, to pick up a bottle of this when I was at the National Wrestling Coaches Convention in Florida, and brought it home and tried it. And the stuff is really good. And I think probably one of the most important things, being an older coach, I'm probably the senior member of the group here at 73, with over 50 years of coaching. One of the biggest problems we've had here, and that is in regard to hygiene. Kids getting all these diseases in the room, spreading them from one person to another, then going on the mat to another community, and then spreading them amongst other wrestlers in the conference. So this is a very, very, very important product. I really believe in it. I think that everyone should have this as part of their repertoire of equipment that they have in the room. I think that every should practice hygiene. And that's one thing I like about World Wrestling Resource, because everything you do is in regard to promoting wrestling, promoting hygiene. Also, Yvonne's training bags and all the he's probably one of the most innovative and creative sports-specific trainers I've ever seen. And his equipment makes the guys, you know, stronger and keeps them fit. So we're eliminating injuries. And with Defense Soap, if the kids that are practicing good hygiene and using good products, that all reflects back on wrestling and provide and promote the positive image.
You know, Larry, that's a great segue to our segment with Yvonne here. And he's been on the program before talking about Souples, which you can find at souples.com. That's S-U-P-L-E-S. And Yvonne, you've been doing some travel and helping with some strength training and places overseas. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your recent travels and how your product at Souples has really helped implement an educational training system and fitness system around the world?
Jason, last year about this time we connected with United World Wrestling. They reached out to me here and they wanted to look what we're doing here in the United States with especially with the equipment for sports-specific training here. And I had to go and visit them in Switzerland, spend here the 2 days with some of their coordinators and people there from the main office. And this year they reached out to me again and just got equipment for one of their training sites in Africa, in Senegal, is where the training center is. Actually, the guy who I hired here to work with our freestyle team, Ivan Delchev, he was their head coach running the program for 3 years. And he told me a little bit about this. So I was really, really curious to go and visit. And the equipment arrived for 3 days after my arrival. I spent there 8 days. And I can tell you this. We're going to post some clips here on our website, but these people in Africa haven't done anything so far for, like, this place exists like 7 or 8 years. They have only one naked wrestling room, I call it, with two mats and two pull-up bars. They're homemade pull-up bars on the corner. So I don't know if they were designed for pull-ups or for hanging something there. So when they saw the Souples equipment, and I had to run them through the training for like a week of training every day, we do two sessions, and the sessions are longer because they're not very intensive. It's mostly educational, uh-huh. And most of the people there at the course were athletes, but also some athletes are kind of like age when they have to step out and start coaching. So it was also educational course from United World Wrestling how to coach, so they get their certificates at the end of the course, which was about 8 days for these people. We had to run these sessions also to be educational for them. They were so happy, and they just gained so much knowledge that wrestling is not only just wrestle, but there's a lot of other things that have to be developed, especially at any ages, but the motor skills, the agilities, the sport-specific strength and conditioning, the convenience to have the equipment right in your wrestling room, not going to ask for borrowing the barbells from the gymnastic gym the next door. They always have to go and run into some trouble and begging for this. And it was a great experience, for all of us. And I'm so proud to say that we equipped probably this is the biggest facility we have equipped in the world. They have quite tons of Souples equipment, and I'm very excited to meet the headquarters of the world in Vegas to see the feedback.
Yeah, as we talk about the World Championships and how United World Wrestling has really put an emphasis on developing wrestling in nations where it isn't strong, you get that call from United World Wrestling. I mean, first of all, when you started this company several years ago, did you ever think that you would get to the point where, all right, this is the World International Federation calling me to help out wrestling clubs and training clubs and camps in Africa and places all around the world? I mean, did you foresee this in the future? Obviously, you wanted a good training system, but did you see the reach, reaching the continent of Africa?
No, I did. I didn't. I knew that we could be very helpful. I mean, right now, actually, I deliver quite a courses with working with fitness people around the world, and that's one of my other motivations. So what I see that we as a company can contribute to the community. And we are wrestlers. And this is one of my biggest motivation to connect with United World of Wrestling, how we can save all the sport of wrestling. How we can save the sport of wrestling. We're doing here fitness on the mats. I have two gyms here after the wrestling session. Then we have the fitness people joining here, our classes. And then the funny things here, women are asking me to teach them how to throw the dummies. Besides the swinging the Bulgarian bags, this is something already, like, this is piece of cake for them. They enjoy it, but they want more. They want to know how to throw the dummies and how to do much more advanced functional exercises that are just like more challenging for them. So this was one of the biggest motivation I connected with you with United World Wrestling is how we as a company can contribute to overall to the sport of wrestling and help more people know about our sport and how good is and how beneficial is our sport of wrestling, how many areas that we're training in, and all of these important things for life.
Yeah, it's awesome news to hear about what your company's been able to do, not just here in the States and back in Europe, and now into the continent of Africa. Now I got to change direction and talk about concussion prevention as Larry Marchanda from Leader Headgear is also, again, joining us. You can find information about that product at leaderheadgear.com. And Larry, we had a chance to talk a little bit, you and Rich Andrews, and down at the NWCA convention. And it seems like in the year that we've talked about this product, which is a padded headgear, it's concussion prevention, it's to ensure kids stay on the mat, and to really basically, with everybody worried about concussions and the stats coming out that wrestling has a lot of concussions, parents are looking at that. And just since the last time we've talked, where is the evolution of the Leader headgear gone? Who's picking it up, and what's next for the company?
Oh, thanks, Jason. And by the way, congratulations on being named the announcer for the World Wrestling Championships in Las Vegas. It's going to make it much more exciting for all of us to be there and to hear you.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I gotta throw something in there. It's not just me. It's me and Ken Berger. So we got an all Virginia team on the microphone there.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, gosh. It's going to be exciting for all of us now. But anyway, what we've done at the conclusion of the wrestling season, we had sent out a questionnaire to all of our customers and asked them for improvement, because what we want to do is to have this Leader headgear developed by athletes, of course, but we wanted to have it improved by the wrestlers, the parents, and the coaches. So we've been asking for suggestions, and we're happy to announce that we're listening. We have redesigned some of the parts. We've actually extended the front pad, and we've eliminated some straps. It's more secure now than ever before. We've actually redesigned some of the small specific details that, you know, most people don't see and you wouldn't pay attention to. But anyway, we have a new U size that's going to be coming out. The parts are on the way here as we speak. The front pad on the ear guard has been extended so that it gives more protection. And we have to do everything we've done with the ear guard XP has been done in conjunction with the National High School Federation. We haven't done anything with this ear guard unless we send it down, unless they approve it. And it's been reviewed by the National High School Rules Committee and also by the National Federation of High Schools Medical Advisory Board. So that's a question we get all the time. Has this been approved by the National Federation of High Schools? And yes, it has. We are very happy that we've gotten a bunch of these out for review. Some prototypes, and one of the biggest compliments that we got was from Bobby Douglas, who said that this is a 5-star out of 5 stars. He really likes it. We have a couple down there for his little wrestlers, and they're really enjoying it. So we're excited about kicking off the wrestling season here with a new youth size ear guard XT. And also the adult size also is going to be improved as well. So with Rich and Dale Evans, my two business partners, We've been working feverishly trying to, make sure that we make changes that the parents, the wrestlers, and the coaches want.
Yeah. Now, one thing I've heard, when I showed this to a couple friends that are coaching high school when we first did this call almost a year ago, and I think some of the concern was obviously kids are kids, and there's the cosmetic thing. They don't want it to look like a big bulky headgear. I've noticed when we were down at the convention, it looked like the headgear has kind of been streamlined a little bit. It doesn't appear as bulky, and it's something that to get kids to wear. Yeah, I mean, it's like when we're growing up. I mean, do you want to wear a bike helmet or do you want to look cool? Well, guess what? Your parents are going to make you wear that helmet, and if you're going to wear a helmet to ride a bike, you want it to look cool. So I've noticed some things with the headgear. It just seems like it's more streamlined, and obviously cosmetically, there's got to be some feedback there to get more people to wear it because they don't necessarily – yeah, it might be safe, but if it doesn't look like something they would want to wear and be comfortable, how have you been dealing with that feedback?
We've been dealing with it. We think that we have made the pad more. There's a fine line between being looking good and being functional. And right now, the most important thing for us is to make sure that it's functional. But we have extended that front pad, which has goes right straight back to the middle of the head, and everyone that wears it feels that it is more comfortable. It stays in place. After they've had it on for a minute or two, they don't even realize that it's there. And I think that's important. And the other thing that we never realized before, but the material that the ear cups are made of is acoustically sound material, so that when they hear instructions from their coaches or anyone, it doesn't echo around inside. It's very, very acoustical. It's very, very. I think right now we're really going to be picking up a lot of steam this year. The one thing that we would like to do, and I think one thing that disappointed me last year is that people were calling, ordering their EarGuard XP after the young man or young girl had a concussion, and we didn't like to hear those stories. We like to have people don't wait until you have had a concussion to wear EarGuard XP. Please, let's be preventative. Let's put one on. But an interesting thing, Jason, that on our questionnaire that we had sent out, of all the people who ordered our EarGuard XP from October to March, zero of the ones that wore it had experienced a concussion. But the most remarkable thing is 60% of them had one before they bought it, and they didn't have a reoccurrence. So there's something here that's good, and I think that's something I'd love to see more wrestlers and parents be more proactive and have a little bit more impact protection before they have a problem.
Yeah, Guy, I want to pitch this over to you because you said you coach kids from 4 to 15, and obviously we're dealing with the generation of parents and kids that, there's this discussion about why wrestling is losing some participation at the high school level. It's because, one of the most general things is it's too hard is one thing, but another thing is parents are concerned about concussions. Football's losing numbers for the same reason. But as a youth coach, if you get in a situation where, now you get little Johnny at 6 years old is getting concussions, mom's not going to like that. Dad's not going to like that. And it's going to make for an unpleasant experience for the sport of wrestling. And the kid's going to leave the sport and never want to come back or be interested in. As a coach, how much have you had to change practice plans or use concussion management to protect the kids and keep them involved in the sport that we love?
I got it from both ends because I got the I do have little kids that I coach, but Gus's career basically was crushed with a concussion at the scuffle 2 years ago. So, I mean, that hits home really, really hard for us. We just have to manage it. We have to stay on top of it. We have to, obviously the safety of our athletes is crucial. I mean, number one, it's morally correct. But two, if you don't have healthy athletes, you don't have a team. So you have to... you have to manage it. I mean, the paperwork on these concussions now, they come down. I can remember the coach just say, you're seeing stars, send you back out on the mat, Now, holy cow, the steps that they've taken to, once a concussion is diagnosed, you really don't want to get into that by by any means you want to get into that, because it's just that's a slippery slope that'll take you right on out of the sport, like you said. We have not moved over to, you know, the new headgear yet, but obviously kids that are susceptible absolutely have something to go to now, which is awesome.
Yeah, and you had the innovation with the soap. What do you think about the innovation in this type of product, especially the way it relates to kids? And obviously with honestly, I didn't know that about Gus. I just figured it was just injury problems. I didn't know it was something concussion-based, because I know several people that have had to give up wrestling because, you know, one, two more shots, and that could really cause some serious damage. So you don't really want to mess with it. But as far as the innovation, like I said, you've got the soap, and Larry and Rich and his company have the headgear. Where do you think this could potentially go down the line, especially now that they've got a youth model?
Well, it's going to go very far. The challenges we have, the same challenge that we have, educating people. You know, wrestlers are stubborn. We like to think we know everything, and just because we did something in 1980 doesn't mean it's going to work now. You know, and that's a challenge, educating the people. But what he has on his side is the concussion management. Like I said, it's a monster nowadays. If you get diagnosed with a concussion, you know, geez, it's rough. So.
Yeah, sometimes 3 weeks with no contact at all. I know it when Mike McMullen at Northwestern, he had a concussion, and the training staff there is very, 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 I guess, regimented with how they handle these things with all sports. He was off the mat. He could not practice for 2.5 weeks. He couldn't compete for about a full month, month and a half. So it can really, really disrupt the training, too, if you're trying to win a national championship.
Yeah, think back to the season. Someone said you had to sit out for a month because you hit your head. You would think they were insane.
Yeah, it's wrestling. You get hit in the head. I mean, it's a contact sport.
Yeah, Jason and Guy and Yvonne knows this, but you know, I had to have brain surgery as a result of having too many concussions for wrestling so long. And you know, of course, I'm much older than you guys, but back in our day, you would get knocked out and they'd wake you up and you just go right back at it again. And so it's a big contrast between the 50s and 60s when I wrestled to today. If you do even get just dinged a little bit, you've got a big protocol to follow to get back on the mat again, which I guess is good.
Now, circling over to Yvonne, because you've got kids, you've got senior level athletes, you've trained the senior level athletes in Greco, you've coached and wrestled at that level. Concussion management, I mean, now it's kind of something that it really hasn't been talked about a whole lot at the senior level, as Larry and Guy are talking about at the youth level. What are some things that things like the leader headgear and can do for the senior level athletes? They might not want to wear them in competition, but at least if they're wearing them in practice, that's 90% of their bumps and bruises right there. What do you think about integrating this product into maybe senior level practices?
I think this is important. We just lost here one of our best athletes. He helps us here also with coaching. We put some time, quite a time here educating him how to coach our kids, and he wrestling here for Boise State, and he got hit a few times. He came back to me and said, "Coach, I can't really compete now. I like to put some more time in coaching. I need a few weeks." Then after a few weeks, he went back on the mat. He got hit again. And he came back again and told me, "You know what? The doctors told me I can't wrestle. I can't compete anymore for life." And then he's a college athlete. I think he's 22. And it happens. In safety and sometimes we just cannot afford to have injury, especially with. I mean, with anybody on the team, any, all of the athletes are important, especially when it happens in the competition and something that we know that we could have prevented, but we didn't do anything, then it's bad. And I was there at Wisconsin clinic when Dennis and I had a chance to put on our heads all the LDS headgear, and I have one here with me. And I can tell my testimony stays out there on YouTube. what I said, but Dennis and I went for a few minutes, just brawl hard, and we had to kind of like do evaluation on the headgear right there. I feel pretty good about wearing it. It's very light. I was able to hear. It protects my chin. I have personally few splits down on my chin that it took me a while to recover. My eyebrow was cut, was split a few times. And if I would have something like that back then, I would have definitely worn it, especially when it comes to like close to competition, when I cannot afford to get injured at that time. I definitely highly recommend it for senior level athletes. It's a great product.
As we wrap up here on episode 17, we're just going to go back around the horn and talk about everything that we've talked about today. We've got Guy Seiko from Defense Soap, Ivan Ivanov from Souplez, and Larry Marchand from Leader Headgear. And Guy, again, maybe some basic kicking points that are basically pitch points that aren't about selling your product, but it's about being able to have your product protect wrestlers. So, here's your elevator speech for the wrestling community that may not already, if they don't already know about DefenseSoap.com, and you can kind of quickly give them, here's what you need to know about it.
Well, number one, education. My soap or not, just educate yourself, understand what you're fighting, what you're up against. And when you do educate yourself, you'll come around and look at my product because you'll realize that that's why my product is there. But we're wrestlers, we're smart people, we're survivors, we're battlers. Educate yourself on something simple as a skin infection. We'll drill tens of thousands of single legs in our life, but we won't take 5 minutes to read an article on what a fungus is. And we need to do that. That's all.
Ivan, Souplez.com, strength training, Bulgarian throwing bags. We got dummies. Tell them a little bit about what you've got there at Souplez.com.
I will repeat what Guy said. It's education. Doesn't matter if it's for the skin disease or anything like that. It's all education, and that's what I'm offering. Difference. Everybody, for example, don't. I won't say even anything about the Bulgarian bags, because this is a product that I have created. Nobody else has that. And takes more education for that one. But just to give you an example, I have now new products like the high-intensity rope training system. It's just elastic bands. I'm not going to teach you how to do the curls. I'm going to teach you how to do exercise that help your wrestling. Imitation of wrestling techniques, twisting, bending, interval training. The other product is the Souplez Fitball. That's once you do it, you will see if you compare it with running and those sprints that athletes have seen them doing in the wrestling room, you will say, man, running is for old people. Come and try the football now with the intervals that Ivan created. The wrestling dummies, I implemented new dummies that those dummies in the past that people knew, they're history now. I have the speed dummies. I have the choke dummies. I have the another dummy that I'm working right now, just don't want to say the name yet, for it's a surprise. We might expose it to the world. So I keep thinking forward and trying to make the strength training and the training for wrestlers much more effective and improve things. And this is what I'm doing now full time. So I'm very excited to show what we have now and to help coaches making their job a lot easier by having these tools in their room and helping athletes gain reach out there and get more effective, more results with their strength training preparation.
And Larry, as we will wrap up with you with the Leader Headgear.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, we're excited about two new things, and that is the new adult size and the revision and modification as per requested by wrestlers and parents. But we're also excited about our brand new youth size. We think that this is the size that the young wrestlers need. We think that if we can get young wrestlers to have more protection at a younger age, it's going to prolong their career. Also, one thing that we were set up for, and that is for developing and research of this product and other products. But what we are looking for right now is anyone out there who would like to sell our product, you know, we're looking for distributors. We're really with what we want to do is to spend most of our time on research and development to make this better. We continually evaluate what we're doing, and we're asking for advice and suggestions from the Rustin community, because when we finish, Leader Headgear wants this Gearguard XP to be something that was developed for the Rustin community by the Rustin community. And so that's where we are right now. We have an agent now in Poland who would be selling our products in Europe. So it's gone international, and they feel that the youth over there need to have more protection as well. But I also like to give kudos to World Wrestling Resource. I think that World Wrestling Resource, you do so much for wrestling, providing information for wrestling community in regard to technique, hygiene, how to train, physical training with Yvonne. The defense soap is, again, very, very important for these kids to practice good hygiene. And, of course, here we are, Leader Headgear, trying to help protect our young wrestlers' heads against impact.
Also want to bring this up. I know, Guy, you've also got a reseller program that you've launched on DefenseSoap.com. So if folks are interested on that, you can go to partners.defensesoap.com, and that'll wrap things up here for episode 17. Gentlemen, I just want to say thanks for coming on the call. It's been extremely educational. Now, one at a time now, one at a time.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so for Guy Seiko, Larry Marchanda, and Ivan Ivanov, this is Jason Bryant. You've been listening to the World Wrestling Resource Podcast.
Is part of the Matt Talk Podcast Network. For more wrestling podcasts, head over to matttalkonline.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.